Okay, so I'm in here with my friends, Steve and Jana Hughes from, I know Steve from Pickleball, but you guys lived here for how long in St. George?
About 16 years.
16 years. Yep. Okay. So you guys are local, your family's local, and you're actually starting a charity. Now, the reason I want to have you guys on is because we want to talk about why you're doing a charity and what the charity can be for our people here in Southern Utah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what's the story. What charity is it, and why did you decide to do the charity?
So it's called Heavenly Hearts, and there's quite a bit of a backstory to how we got to that point and that name even. But just to get things rolling, back in January of 2021, we found out that our son Lucas had passed away. And our family's life and trajectory completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing one thing at work. I'm a highway patrolman for the state of Arizona. And I was studying to promote to sergeant. And my wife was going to school. She was doing online school. Things seemed to be kind of rolling in the right direction.
Normal type of life going along.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then life happens and things, unexpected things happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, our whole life had changed at that moment, that night with that phone call. And we just had to search. We were searching for what to do next. We felt a very strong pull to help other families. Even before we decided to start the nonprofit, start Heavenly Hearts, we were drawn to families that had lost loved ones prematurely and in such tragic ways, and we were able to do small things for them, and it just started to feel right. It just started to feel like something that our family needed to do, and that's how Heavenly Hearts became a thing. We decided that to take our pain and channel it into lifting others in their sorrow and in their grief and to lighten their burden. So what we do is, when somebody loses someone prematurely, we want to go in and we want to be there, kind of like disaster relief for grief. Because in those first little bit, you are in shock. You don't know which way to turn.
Right.
So much is coming at you and mm-hmm. it's so confusing. And we've been through it. So we want to just go say, okay, we understand not your feelings, but we understand the situation. So let us hold you in that. Let us help you in that. Provide those immediate relief things. We had so much support from the community, so much in the way of we didn't do dishes for months because people brought in paper goods and meals. I didn't cook for months.
Yeah.
We didn't drive around because when you're in shock, getting behind the wheel of a car, that's scary.
Yeah.
Right. And so some people don't have that same community, and that's what we want to provide for people is just that love, support, relief to so that they could sit with their grief and they can sit with their feelings and just heal and be in that moment with their family. Because family is so important in this. Pulling together mm-hmm. has been such an important thing for us.
And like you said, you know, when it comes to those life moments where something happens to you in your life and it's like unexpected, sometimes it's unbelievable things that happen and you go into shock and then you have to deal with it, your own feelings and all the grief and all that. And I'm sure it's different for every single person. It's probably different. It may take somebody a month. It may take somebody 6 months. It may take somebody 3 days or whatever it is. So it's good to have that. It's good to have that, you know, support or know that that support is at least in our community. So you guys are for Southern Utah families. Or is it go beyond that?
Right now, that's where we're at. Okay. You know, we're willing to travel anywhere. But kind of going back to your point, we have three other children at home right now. And each one of us, the five of us, are in different places of our grief.
Oh, right.
So where Jana might be having a great day or a really bad day. And then our son, Nason, maybe he's not. And he's in a different place. And
right.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Lucas, was that our boy, his name was actually Lucas, right?
Right.
And so I love saying your name.
I know.
But I wanted to introduce Lucas a little bit.
Yeah.
He was our 18-year-old son. He was living in up in Cedar City, going hoping to attend SUU.
Okay.
He was adventurous. He loved to be outdoors. He loved to be climbing things, running to the top, being the first one. He was our tall, handsome boy, and it was definitely tragic for us. And for us right now, it's about helping others get through that first point, that first shockwave that comes in, is our ultimate goal, to get through that point.
Do you think that there's some families who, if you lose a son the way you guys lost a son, it's so tragic and so dramatic that they don't know how, what to do the next point, where they could literally crawl up into a ball and that's the end of them. Like, oh, you know what I mean? There's easy. I could see families or people handling it that way. It's like, I can't go on anymore.
It's happening every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the night that we found out that Lucas passed away. One of the best pieces of advice that we got through this entire thing was to leave our doors and our heart open. And we literally did that. Our door was open for probably the first week and a half, and we had people coming and going. It was a little overwhelming, but also at the same time, it was beautiful, because here we were completely broken, and we allowed people to come in and be with us, and we were able to hold them in their pain, because there were times when we were okay, but people came over and they just needed that love. And so, and leaving our hearts open as well. And it's not saying that we didn't have those days where we are in our bed, because it still happens.
Yeah. Yep.
It's hard to lose somebody. It is not easy, but we want to help people to see that there can be a different way.
So going back to that real quick. So when you talk about, you have to allow people to help you. And a lot of people like me, it's hard to take help from other people. And so you guys have been through it to where you were there. People just came in and helped you, which is making how you changed into this, thinking there's so many people that need that. People need to be able to open their hearts, be able to take help, or to realize, look, I can't do this anymore. I need help. It's great that you're doing this charity to actually help those families and people that are going through those kinds of things. So we have this charity, Heavenly Hearts. It's brand new. Do you need sponsors? Do you need donations? What are we doing? How are we going to build this charity in our community to be able to help other families?
Absolutely, Lucas. This is one of the key things. We need people to partner with us through donations, through services. As we visit families and we find out their needs, obviously we want to come with a lot of those resources and items that we thought were best for us, and bring them to them. And that list will evolve over time. But also we had people come into our house. We had a house cleaner come over. We had people come in and help with our floors. We were having some issues with our flooring. And so we want to be able to do that for other people as well. So whether it's money or whether it's services, if you want to donate a portion of your service, a certain amount or a certain amount of time, that would be amazing, that we could have a list to go through. And as we assess people's needs that are in these situations, then we can coordinate and connect these people together to make sure those things are taken care of. Because when you're in that situation, you need to be able to feel it, and you don't need to worry about those types of things.
Yeah.
And when you're able to really feel it and connect with your feelings and not have to worry about the worldly things going on around you, then it helps your healing. It helped my healing. And so I want to be able to share that with others as well.
Because maybe that's the overwhelming part, where you're dealing with the death of a loved one, and then you have this going on in your house, and you have these bills, and then you have this, and then you have this. And that maybe that's where people get overwhelmed, because of the emotion and then all the other responsibilities. To have you guys come in and help with some of those responsibilities, you can deal with your emotions during whatever period of time that is. So
Absolutely. That's
what you guys have experienced.
Yes.
And so you want to pay it forward and share with other people.
Absolutely.
It's a great charity. So while we're trying to get sponsors or people volunteering or their time or services, there's also a pickleball tournament coming
Absolutely.
Up that we're going to try to raise.
That's how I know you, right? And when I heard Lucas, I was like, oh, I got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
That's my son's name.
Yeah.
And Lucas, you and I had an instant connection, and we've played in a tournament together. And
yeah.
We've got one of these gold medals up on the wall here.
Yes.
For you and I. That was a great team. And so I play pickleball a lot, and I love the pickleball community. In fact, during this time when my son, when our son passed away, the pickleball community stepped up. They came together and they brought a lot of the things that we are going to pay forward. They brought a lot of that stuff to us. They were the ones that did it and stepped up. It was really touching for me and my wife and our children to receive those things.
Yeah. So we're going to, so we're actually going to do a pickleball tournament to really get this thing started.
Absolutely. And everybody's invited. We're going to be doing the Heavenly Hearts Round Robin Pickleball Tournament. This is the first annual.
Yeah.
We're going to do it out at the Little Valley Pickleball Complex in St. George, Utah. And it's going to be on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We've reserved all the courts for 3 days. So we are expecting a turnout.
Yeah, we want people to come play.
Absolutely.
And I guess I'm not playing, but I am going to host.
That's your job.
Hey, there's two things in life I can do. I can play pickleball and I can talk on the radio or at an event. So that's good. So we can use my services for that.
Absolutely. We are counting on that.
So people can sign up at pickleballstournaments.com.
Pickleballtournaments.com, and then you can just search Heavenly or Heavenly Hearts. It'll pop right up, or you can scroll down until you find it and see all the other tournaments. But we have a great logo up there, and you can get on there and see all the different options that we have. So Thursday the 2nd is going to be our 50-plus day, so you got to be 50 years or older to play in that turn on Thursday.
Yep.
And then Friday is going to be our open men's and women's doubles.
Yep.
And Saturday is going to be a little interesting. Saturday is the fun one, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have mixed doubles in the morning. We're going to try and get everybody in the morning done. And when that's done, we're starting a family pickleball event. First time that I've ever seen this done. Okay?
Wow.
So it's going to be you and one of your children. And your child needs to be 17 or younger. And they could be 3 or 4 if they want to hit it over, you know, get out there and hit it over the net, right?
They can hit it, right, yeah, yeah.
And we'll try and pair you up with other families that have the kids the same age.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're Lucas and you had a 4-year-old, you're going to have to play somebody that's also equally well as good as you.
Yeah. Or the 4-year-old's probably better sometimes.
That's right. But, you know, I'm playing out these pickleball courts all the time. The city has these clinics, and these children are out there. There's probably 40 out there at a time.
Yeah.
And they are loving it. And we want them to have an opportunity to come and play with their parents.
That's fun.
Their parents are putting time and effort and money into training them and getting them these sessions out there.
Yeah.
Let's get them out on the court and play.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Where they can
before.
Earn a medal.
Yeah, that's cool.
With their parent. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's bonding families together too. That's
absolutely
a great thing.
That's the whole point.
So besides the pickleball tournament, people going to volunteer and sponsor. And I know so far you got some sponsors like Landmark Risk Management, Protecting Assets Through Risk Management, Process and Procedures. You also have Luger Inspections, Aesthetic Company, Stunning Looks at Affordable Prices. And you have Five Realty, believes in being professional, honest, transparent, and can negotiate to get your top dollar for your home. I know you have those sponsors, and I know we're looking for more. Is there a website or is there a way for people to contact you if they need your services or if they need to, they want to make a donation? What's all that look like, Jenna?
So we do have our website. It's theheavenlyhearts.com.
Okay.
It tells a little bit about who we are and our story on there, but there's a donate button on there. There is a way to contact us. All our information is on there. We're on Instagram at The Heavenly Hearts.
Okay.
That's how to get a hold of us. You can direct message us on Instagram if you need to.
And Facebook.
Yep. We do have Facebook.
Awesome. So is there anything else that you want people in Southern Utah to know about your charity that we're starting for the people in our community? You guys are doing it for the people here,
right? This is us starting, and our goal is to help people around us right now, and we hope that we are able to grow into outside cities and towns and states and around the country and even the world.
Yeah,
because it's important that people have this opportunity to heal when this happens. The main thing that I want to get across, Lucas, is that it's important when this happens to get in early. We want to get in as soon as possible to these families if they'll let us. And even if they don't want us coming in their home, we could stop by, we can drop off. We have resource binders, with our contact information, and just, it's important to get them that information. We'd love to sit down and chat with them and share our story and things that helped us with them individually.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not the case for that family, then we understand and we can come back at later or whatever. But getting in soon after these families find out is important for us.
Yeah, I think that's super key, because they don't know what they're going to expect, and you've already gone through it to where you can help.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's great that you guys are starting this. So hey, let's all get on board. Everybody jump on board, and let's make this Heavenly Heart something huge here in St. George to help other families.
Yes, thank you, Lucas.